About 150 people marched on Saturday in Anchorage from Town Square to a powwow at Delaney Park Strip in support of the Fairbanks Four. Those are the four Alaska Native or American Indian men convicted in 1999 of murdering teenager John Hartman in Fairbanks. KMBA's Bethany Brunel has the story.
In 1997, 15-year-old John Hartman was found alive but brutally beaten on a cold October day in Fairbanks. He lived long enough for his mother to say goodbye. Four men, Marvin Roberts, George Freese, Eugene Vent, and Kevin Pease, were charged and convicted of the crime. Rally organizer April Monroe Frick, who grew up with the four, says they were young, in their late teens and 20s, and had no history of violence.
This was a brutal, brutal, bloody, stomping murder. None of these four men had ever exhibited any behavior that would indicate they would commit a crime of this nature.
Hazel Roberts' son Marvin was one of the four.
I knew right from the start that my son was innocent. He wasn't the type to do something like this, and he was a valedictorian of his high school class. He got the principal's award of the year. He was just a good kid.
Alaska Innocence Project Executive Director Bill Overly says the four had never met Hartman, and police and prosecutors had little to support their case.
The deeper we get into the case, the more we believe that they are innocent. The assault on John Hartman, there was no one at the scene, so there are no eyewitnesses. There was no physical evidence collected at the scene.
Sentences for the four range from 33 to 79 years. They've been serving their time in a Colorado correctional facility far from family members and friends who might have visited them. Recently, two were transferred to Alaska prisons. I'm Bethany Brunel.